There have been a couple of instances involving guns on campus this past week. What can you tell us about them?
Well, we had two different incidences. One involved a student, another involved a parent, where there were firearms discovered on the campus. And in both cases, we were able to get information that led us directly to those persons, and we were able to, make sure that nothing happened. They were, taken off of campus immediately, so there was no extended period of danger for any of the students or anything. So it actually worked the way that it was supposed to in those cases.
Right. And what kind of policies are in place? I mean, did someone notify authorities, or is there a different kind of support system for that?
Yeah, well, what we've asked is that, if you see something, say something. That's sort of the general rule. The best defense is to have eyes, whether it's students, parents, teachers, administrators, the police officers, everybody keeps an eye out for safety. It's very important to us on all of our campuses. And so the general policy is, keep your eyes open. And if you see anything that's suspicious or unusual or that you think may be threatening, let someone know, and then we can follow up on that. And in these, both of these instances, that's what's happened. We had a note, somebody said something, hey, I don't think this is right, or I have information that I think may be important. And it was followed up on by the administration and the security and police, and we were able to take care of that. So we also have a zero tolerance policy, obviously, for weapons. It's against the law for anyone to have a weapon. Even if you have a concealed carry or an open carry license, you cannot bring any sort of firearm onto a campus. And so those are just state laws that we all obviously would uphold.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you helping us understand that.
No problem.